couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Gotti Placido, and the Celtics win another one, 119-94 against the Detroit Pistons. Another game that the Celtics are shorthanded. No Jason Tatum, no Drew Holiday, no Al Horford. Three of their top six, again, not playing in tonight's game, just like last night. And here we are, another huge victory. This time against the Detroit Pistons, 12-56 on the season, less than ideal, right? But Celtics came out, played extremely well in this one. So this is another game where we're breaking from your typical script. We're not talking about any negatives in this one because, again, there aren't any. We're going to dive into today's podcast, run through player of the game, run through some of the highs, talk about standings, be a short podcast, love those. But to get things started here, it is very easy to give this one to Derek White. Jaylen Brown played fantastic, and we'll dive into him as well. But Derek White in this game, first career triple-double for Derek White. 22 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and a block on 6 of 12 from 3. The dude was just doing everything. Defensively, couple great blocks or great possessions on the defensive end, had the 2 steals, got out in transition on a couple, but the dude was just doing everything. Big shot, had a couple scoop shots at the bucket, but really just doing a little bit of everything. Best block of the night, transition block on Flynn. This was an all-female broadcast today. So not your typical Boston people that are there watching every single game. I forget their names. They actually did a pretty good job. But you could tell that they are not Boston people through and through. Abby Chin was there. She did correct them. But after that block, they were like, oh, I didn't know he was like that. Abby Chin corrected her real quick and said he is absolutely like that because he's been doing it all year long. Derek White, really good performance on both sides of the ball, continues to play at a just ridiculously efficient pace. So really solid game from him, but didn't stop there. It's hard to beat a team by as many as the Celtics won by. What's it, 25 points? It's hard to win by 25 and have it only be Derek White. It's hard to get 10 assists and have it only be Derek White. Jaylen Brown, very efficient in this game, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal, 11 of 20 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. This is what you want from Jaylen Brown. He didn't go out and take a lot of ridiculously tough shots. Honestly, a lot of his misses were at the rim. They were aggressive, strong takes to the rim that he just fell short on. But this was another game where he showed his aggression. He got downhill, got to the rim, and just made a couple of ridiculous finishes. And they highlighted his left hand quite a bit in this game. Quite a bit. One of my favorite buckets of the game. Just an absolutely insane scoop finish from JB at the rim. But had a couple and ones. Really loud and one after a Porzingis O rebound late in the third. So he just did a little bit of everything also. Moved the ball well, defensively looked great. This is, again, it's really tough to pull negatives from a game where offensively the entire team was buzzing, but defensively, and granted, this Pistons team, offensively, they're not great, right? They're down their best offensive player. It's going to make a difference anyway to an already poor offense. But this was a really good game on both sides of the ball. We held them to 94 points. We held them to 18 points in the second, 20 points in the third. Unbelievable quarters, right? Jaylen Brown, huge part of that on both sides of the ball. Played a really good game. Same with Derek White. Outside of that, this is a game you had 20-plus from 4 starters. Peyton Pritchard, next guy, 23 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists. on 5 of 9 from 3, 8 of 14 from the field. Again, super aggressive. There was a stretch in the third quarter, late in the third. He just had three unbelievable assists. Like, beautiful, beautiful passing. Highlighted by a transition behind-the-back pass to Kristaps Porzingis. But found, I think, Svi early on in that, too. Like, just really good performance from Peyton Pritchard. Again, he's continuing to play at a really high level. Love to see that. Saw 21 minutes from Porzingis today. Scored 20 points, 8 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block. This is a good game. It was a good welcome back. Played a decent amount, had a really good first quarter, and then didn't see anything from him in the second. Played 6 minutes in the first, had 8 points, 5 rebounds. But again, didn't play in the second, was out on the bike, kind of warming up in the tunnel the entire second quarter. Came back out in the third and played really well. And then he played a little bit in the fourth. Can't say he played a ton in the fourth because got some garbage time minutes here, but played really well in those minutes. Again, it's hard to argue with a 20-point, 50% from the field, 5 of 9 from 3 performance from Porzingis. Stepped right back into it. Stretched the floor defensively, had a couple great plays, and rebounded well. It's what you want, right? It's a really good game overall. Luke Kornet got the start today. Al Horford, not there. Tatum, not there. So had to go with a little bit more size. Kornet was that option. Hauser also not there. He probably would have been the likely scenario for starter minutes, but wasn't there. They gave Luke Kornet the start, went double big with him and Porzingis, and I thought those minutes early on were fantastic from Luke Kornet. 4 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks. So offensively, he didn't score a ton. However, he had 6 offensive rebounds. He kept every ball alive, played really well on that side of the ball. And then from a defensive standpoint, again, 2 steals, 3 blocks. Like, really good performance from Kornet. Had a nice block that led to a Pritchard transition finish. Had a pick and roll alley-oop from JB. He's continuing to be that lob threat on the offensive side, but he's continuing to just absolutely battle for rebounds. And that's what you need. That's what the Celtics, honestly, have kind of struggled with at points of this season. Yes, statistically, they are a good rebounding team, but there have been issues at times. And you want guys that are going to absolutely battle. And I've given Luke Kornet a lot of, you know, I guess trash talk shit, at least in the beginning half of this season, for not being able to rebound very efficiently. He's completely turned that around over the last 2 months. Like, he's been really good. And honestly, you could probably say since January, this calendar year, he has been fantastic. So really, really happy with the minutes that you're getting from Luke Kornet in this. But that's it for the starters. Overall, I mean, you look, this is a game. They had 30 assists again on 43 makes. They shot 45%. From three, 44.9, which is ridiculous. Again, 11 of 13 from the free throw line. You'd like to see, you know, the free throw attempts go up a little bit, but percentage-wise, love to see that. This is a game that they just outplayed Detroit in pretty much every facet. Out-rebounded them 53-43, had 15 offensive rebounds to their 8. 30 assists to their 21, 8 steals to their 6, 8 blocks to their 3, only 11 turnovers compared to their 13, 19 fast break points. Like, we outplayed them in every facet of the game. And again, you should, because it's the Detroit Pistons. The Celtics were also down 3 of their top 6. And again, nobody really cares at the end of the day because the Celtics are 54-14, right? I want to dive into some of the bench here. And then we'll talk about standings, but really, this is a great win for the Celtics team. They continue to dominate teams despite who's playing. Like, this is a game where, again, you're down your top 3 of your top 6, and you're starting, you know, people that aren't used to starting. Luke Kornet is not your typical starter, right? Neither is Peyton Pritchard, but both of those guys in the Stay Ready crew stayed ready, came out, played their asses off. Love to see it. I want to talk about some of the bench guys here, and we'll dive into the standings. But before we do so, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality. Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right, so let's talk about some of the bench guys here. I thought we got pretty good contributions tonight. This is a game you had to rely on some of your bench. Again, with no Horford, with no Holiday, with no Tatum, and honestly, Porzingis not playing the entire second quarter in only 21 minutes of the game, you had to rely on some of these guys to play big minutes. You know, shout out Derek White. He played 37 minutes in this one. Honestly, the only reason that that happened was because he was one assist shy for quite some time in that triple-double. So Joe Mazzulla left him out there, got him that triple-double that he wanted, let everybody celebrate it. Absolutely loved to see that. But with that being said, you needed to rely on some of those younger guys. We got 19 minutes from Brissett. We got 22 minutes from Jaden Springer, 24 minutes from Svi. Also got 17 minutes from Tillman. So you had to rely on some of your bench guys. And honestly, I thought all of them played pretty well. O'Shea Brissett, probably the least efficient of the bunch. He was 1 of 7 from the field. Don't like to see that, but the energy's there. Still rebounding at a pretty high level. Had 2 offensive rebounds, 4 rebounds total. Solid. Svi, again, never shy of letting the ball fly, was 2 of 8 from beyond the arc. Had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. I don't know. I mean, what are you going to say? It was all right. I'm not going to say it was great. Jaden Springer, I thought, gave you good minutes, though. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists from Jaden Springer, 2 of 5 from the field. I thought he was good. He was another guy, similar to Luke Kornet, that was just absolutely battling on the glass. Had 4 offensive rebounds. All 4 of his rebounds were offensive. So, similar to what we've seen with Peyton Pritchard, has a nose for the ball. Going out, trying to find the rebounds. He did a good job of it tonight. So give him a little bit of credit. Defensively, I thought he stayed in front of guys, played pretty well in that realm. Overall, probably the better minutes that we've seen from him. It's kind of been hit or miss for a lot of this season so far. Granted, he's only been here for a couple weeks, so it's not like the season's been long, but in his time here, it's been hit or miss. Mostly miss. But either way, I guess you have Xavier Tillman. He's your other bench guy that got, regular minutes, 17 minutes in this one. Not much to write home about. 2 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, a block. He was fine. Jordan Walsh, emphatic transition dunk. Love to see that. So it's nice. Only got 4 minutes in this one. But again, part of that was due to the fact that Derek White stayed in the game a little bit longer than he probably should have. But it is totally worth it for that triple-double. But again, Celtics improved to 54-14 on the season and continue to just trounce teams. Right now, the Celtics hold a 10-game lead over the Milwaukee Bucks. 10 games, which is absolutely absurd. They're 8-2 in their last 10, 6-game winning streak, continue to move the scoring differential up, which I didn't even think was still possible. They're up to 11.7, which I believe is second all time behind the 95 Bulls. So they were pretty good back then, destroying teams. They're in good company, right? That's all you can say. The Celtics are in really, really good company in the history of the NBA, not just right now, because they're in a league of their own right now, but in the history of the NBA, they are doing something special. And you love to see it. You love to see it. Even in the rest of the NBA, they still have a 6.5 game lead. Yes, 6.5 game lead over the Thunder. So at this point, unless this team has an epic collapse, home court throughout the entirety of the playoffs is 100% on the table. It should be happening. Again, barring a ridiculously horrible collapse. But the way that the Celtics are playing right now, they're resting guys, they're being cautious, they're not trying to do too much. I don't see that changing much. So Celtics are in a really good spot, and you love to see it. That's where we're going to wrap things up. Great game, great win. Celtics have tomorrow off, and then we are facing off against Milwaukee. Chance to build that lead a little bit more. We get an entire game up on them at that point, which would be nice. So that's where we're going to wrap things up. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. Yeah, you couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?